Success is a peace of mind which is a direct result of self-satisfaction and knowing you did your best to become the best you are capable of becoming. Mark that on your wall, put it on your debate folders, whatever it might be. You need to have this down. And actually, while you're writing, I'm going to move on verbally, and I'll make sure you guys don't miss any notes. I'll just talk, just kind of explain what I'm going to be going into. What I'm getting into is the red zebra theory. And how, what I mean by red zebra is this. Consider a zebra pack. What happens? Their stripes make them blend together. It's very hard to decipher which are which. And in a zebra pack, actually, when one gets scarred or some kind of open wound to where it makes it red, they're kicked out of the pack because then it helps predators focus in on one of them to where they can get any of them. The whole strategy is making sure they're all blending together. But I want you to do the opposite. I want you to have that gash. I want you to be totally red. Now imagine if there's one zebra purely red. What would happen if he's in the middle of a pack? You see all this black and white and the shape of that zebra. That's what competitors should be. That's what champions are. They are distinct and you know them. That's the theory that comes. So, does everyone understand what a red zebra is and how it works? Okay? What I want you all to be are red zebras in your speech. I want judges to be excited to hear from you because they're going to know they're going to get a good speech from you. They may not know everyone else, and they may all blend together, but they know you're going to be the competitor who stands out, who makes their mark, and makes it worthwhile listening to you. That's the key. So here are some stripes of red zebra. The first one is a competitor who expresses a godly confidence. A competitor who expresses a godly confidence. Now let me explain. A red zebra does not walk into a round with his or head low, knowing such an impression can affect how their speech is conceived. And I also want to differentiate something really quick. I'm not talking about self-conceit. I'm not talking about pride. I'm not talking about you being full of yourself. I'm talking about you walking in knowing that this is God's category and God will speak through you and that you have nothing to fear about. Consider the following verses. 1 John 5:14. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If you ask God to have this category and to grow you through it so that you can be prepared for real-time apologetics, he is faithful and he will hear you. Proverbs chapter 3 goes on talking about how we are called to trust in the Lord with everything of our being, acknowledging him, and he will direct our steps. We are not to be wise in our own eyes, but dependent on him. Luke 18:27. But he said, the things which are impossible for men are possible with God. What was he talking about here? This was the concept of salvation. Salvation is impossible with men alone, but with God, it is possible. If such a big thing as being saved from hell and eternity and being reconciled with our God is so critical and it's possible with God, how about a minor speech category that conveys that truth? How possible is that? Completely. And I want you guys to believe this. I want you to express a godly confidence. The next stripe of red zebra, it's a competitor who stays away from cliche. Stays away from cliche. What I mean by this is too often, like we said again, we use very similar quotes, very similar verses that are commonly said, but we don't give a lot of emphasis, and we just say them because that's all we know. What I want you guys to do is I want you to dig deeper into God's Word. Consider this, John 3:16, we all know this verse, right? And when judges hear it about 8 times from every competitor in their room, I'm sorry to say, it's a little frustrating because you know that same principle is in some other book of the Bible. And what I really challenge you guys to do, look in the Old Testament. The New Testament is a mirror, the actual substance of the Old Testament. You can find verses, and therefore when you say, from the book of Zephaniah, your judges are like, whoa. Okay? Not only are you enthralling them, but you're showing, I did my research. I'm not just quoting what I hear constantly. I dug into God's word. Pardon me, that was bad grammar. But a red zebra has a master use of scripture, sources, and analysis by looking for the unique. And that was what I want to do in Silverbook. When you see Silverbook, I'm not giving you cliche verses. What I do, however, is, like, so for instance, like Romans 3:23, very basic, very critical in some of the depravity and sin nature questions, but I don't say Romans 3:23, I say Romans 3. How to fight cliche, especially if they're really good verses, go to the context. Go into the Greek words and the Hebrew words. Go deeper. Don't just stick with the superficial. Dig. God wants you to learn more about Him and your relationship with Him. and how you reach others through Him. He doesn't like superficial relationships. He likes a deep intimacy. And that's what I want you guys to do. To stay away from cliche. Everyone okay so far? We're on top of the notes? All right, great. I don't want to rush through this too fast. The next stripe of red zebra is a competitor who is a master of time. Now, this is something you develop after lots and lots of practice. So don't feel like you're going to get this at first. But what I want you guys to do is make time to practice. Because I can tell you, by my third season, all my coaches knew that I could give a speech in 6 minutes, very close to the mark, because I knew how much time I should talk in each point, how much time I should give my introduction, how much time I close. And it wasn't like I was watching and keep and counting in my head. I just naturally knew, because I knew how long it should be and how long I should stop. It's just kind of this natural inclination that you learn after time. And a red zebra is one who masters this. Remember we talked about not cutting yourself short for the time, but making sure you develop your thoughts? It all comes to practice. Don't feel like you need to learn it now, but you need to naturally know how each section of their speech should be portioned and spoken and ended so you can end right on schedule. Because doing so shows that you are a red zebra. You're a master. You know how to work your time, and you don't go way over and you don't go under. You hit it right on the nose. The next stripe is a competitor's dedicated practice. We've talked a lot about this. I just mentioned in the last stripe. But truly, unless you work hard, you're not going to see results. One who is wanting to exceed and be distinct is one who is polished and one who works hard in making sure that they know their weaknesses, how they can counter those weaknesses, and they take the time to do so in practice. If you're not committed to working at home, you're not going to find committed results at the tournaments. Practice is crucial. You need practice. You can learn all the knowledge, but if you have no idea how to convey them, you're not going to get anywhere. You need to practice this category. The next stripe is actually a theory that I learned from Travis Hirsch in debate. He said a competitor who is him or herself. A red zebra is a competitor who is him or herself. And what I mean by this is that you're not imitating someone. I don't want any of you to imitate me. Because guess what? You are the best at you. Right? You can try to act like me, but it's not as good as me acting like myself. Right? Benjamin is the best Benjamin. There's no one who can be like Benjamin Kinder. Because he is who he himself. Therefore, learn from others, learn from me, learn from Mr. Middleburg, and develop your personal trademark, your personal signature in apologetics. Applying this to the category, a red zebra learns and emulates from the wisdom of others for the sake of growing your personal method of presentation. I'm not saying avoid listening to teachers. I'm saying take from your teachers to learn how to grow yourself. I don't want you to imitate. I want you to grow. This is a red zebra. Let's see. I think we have two more stripes for these first seven. A red zebra is a competitor who is never condemning, but is impassioned and filled with godly humility and love. We've talked a lot about this. Now I want to make one more point. I had a mom approach me earlier on Monday, and she points something out that I forgot to make a critical notation on. When I say passion, I want you to think, I want to be passionate, I want to be energized with what I'm saying, but I want to be compassionate and humble. Compassion and passion go hand in hand. And moreover, I don't want you guys to be like that only in the room. I want you to be it outside of the room. If you see someone in need, go be compassionate and serve them. That's a true apologist. Apologist is not a man who knows scripture and can argue and show you what the gospel is and how to get there and move you through that scale that Mr. Middleburg was talking about. An apologist is also a man who serves. Remember John 13 where Christ said, I am washing your feet right now and you have no idea what I'm doing, but you'll know later. A servant is no greater than his master, and I'm calling you to serve for my life, for I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom. An apologist is a servant. It's a person who imitates our Savior. The last stripe is a competitor who looks forward to the ultimate goal. A competitor looks forward to the ultimate goal, letting the past breeze behind to strive for excellence. Hebrews 12, 1-2. Let nothing hinder you in your pursuit of apologetics. You fail, pick yourself up. Push forward. I can tell you I have failed, but I did not let that weigh me down. And you'll hear a little bit about that in my testimony. But the point is, a red zebra is someone who knows there's an ultimate goal I'm going for. I'm not just trying to hit trophies. I'm trying to grow in godly character so that I might be a servant and a messenger for my God. Therefore, let nothing hinder you. Drop every weight, whether that's pride, complacency, apathy, conceit, fear, worry, or anxiety. Let it go. Because God is working, and it is possible in God for you to do something that's a miracle.